I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Jen.
And I'm Lottie.
And for the last episode of season two, we've decided to do something a little bit different.
Jen and Lottie do Michael Fassbender?
No, Jen. Let's just save that for season three. This is Jen and Lottie do 12 Truths at Christmas.
Christmassy! I like it.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me? I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Was sick of talking about the kids there.
I can't believe this is so refreshing.
It's been two seasons of the kids, guys. And you know what? Sometimes mums need a break.
And we love them dearly, but I just don't want to fucking talk about them. I just need a little break.
They're everywhere, constantly.
No, this is good. It's a nice little break from the kids. We're going to talk about something else. We're going to do the 12 truths at Christmas. And we're going to kick off with Christmas.
Ah, yeah, why not?
And be real about Christmas.
I think we should. I think we should do the truth about Christmas. You know, what are you looking forward to? What are you not looking forward to? Really?
Okay. Well, honestly?
Like, absolutely honest.
Honestly, for me, Christmas is not the joyous, boozy, eat what you want time of year that I've had maybe 4 years ago, because I have Dancing with the Stars in January, and I, you know, there's a little bit of, I put the pressure on myself. I completely put the pressure on myself, but I just feel I need to still work out. I can't overindulge because I need to fit into these teeny tiny little goonas.
So is that in the back of your mind the whole time? Because for me, Christmas, like, even now, we're still a bit out from Christmas, and a huge amount of my conversations at home with Fabio are, and then when we're finished eating that, maybe we'll move on and eat this. And then the next day when there's leftovers, we'll eat that. And that, like, our conversations revolve around what food we're eating at Christmas. So are you in the back of your mind just very upset?
Are you sad for me?
Are you sad for me that you're putting that pressure on yourself?
Well, I just do. Look, and I don't want to feel sluggish, and it's, you know, it's a marathon. You know, it's 3 months of my life, and I need to be in good nick. I need to be physically, mentally ready to go in January. Yeah. And I don't feel like that if I'm sluggish or if I've overindulged. Now, I'm not going to restrict too much, but I can't go bananas.
Like, would you be going to the gym over Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go to the gym right up to Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of walking, lots of water, saying no thanks to that, you know, fourth glass maybe of Prosecco.
So that's what all the laser's been for.
Getting the face
getting ready
off
for
me.
Dancing.
Getting ready. Also, I'm really, really looking forward to the break. But that is, you know, I need a break. It's been a long year.
Tell me about
it. So I'm really looking forward to that break. The mother-in-law's coming over.
To stay with you.
She's coming over for the Christmas. It's going to be Les mum and her partner. What are you making that face?
No, just if they're staying with you, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's intense.
Lottie, it's my house. People always stay with me.
I know.
And my mum and dad are coming over for Christmas dinner, and I have about 25 people coming on Christmas Eve. And there's a lot going on. I don't mind that. But if I'm going to be completely honest and completely truthful.
Tell me.
I get a little bit jealous of Lau and his mum.
Why?
Isn't this weird?
What do you mean?
Because he's always
their
like...
Their relationship.
No, not their relationship. But when she spends Christmas with us, it's always like, oh, this is what we're going to do and we're going to cook this and we like it like this and we're going to make this with the kids and we're going to do this. And I'm like, what about me?
Oh, you mean you want to be doted upon by his mother?
No, I want to be involved in the bloody planning. You know what I mean?
Does she take your place?
Well, yes.
It's Italian men and their mothers.
It is.
You know, they're on the phone to them every day.
What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know.
What? I said to him today, what are you talking about? He's like, well, she's retired and I'm off and we're having the chat. I'm like, well, what? What else? And I hear them sometimes and the conversation gets to the point where like, and what are you having for your tea?
It's like two teenagers.
I mean, come on. Come on.
I don't get it. It is definitely something Fabio does as well, though. I think it... I wonder, is that just men?
And their...
Mothers.
Yeah.
Because if Wolf doesn't ring me every day...
You'd be very upset.
I would be really, you'd be very really upset.
Okay, so that's me being completely honest. Now, I love my mother-in-law to bits and it's going to be a great Christmas.
Stop
but
backtracking.
Back off!
Stop backtracking. But I do, honestly, my heart goes out to you on the Dancing with the Stars thing because I do remember the year that I did Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Because you might remember I did Dancing with the Stars and I won.
Here we go.
Yeah. So that year, I'd say I had a potato for my Christmas dinner.
Really?
I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, at least for you, you kind of know what you're getting into now. This is old hat to you.
Yeah.
You know what's involved. You know the sparkly dresses, the legs are out. I just didn't know what to expect. I was thinking to myself, are they going to make me go on the telly in front of 500,000 people in a sparkly swimsuit with tassels?
Yeah, there's a lot of leotards and very little...
Spandex.
Yeah, material.
And you just have to get on board with it because that's what it is. And it's amazing.
And it's great. And it is, but it is a culture and you're thrown into this world and you're in, and they're all like athletes. Mm. You're standing next to them. So you don't want to look like a spud.
No, you don't want to look like a spud.
You don't want to look like a spud. You want to
fit
peak.
In. You want to fit in,
peak
literally.
Physique. So you want to, you know, you want to do your best. So yeah, Christmas is misery for me. Okay, I want to talk about The Office. Let's get honest about 2FM. The truth about 2FM. Let's go
truth
there.
Truth number two.
Let's do it. I'm going to give you a quick fire round. It's a few questions. You're going to go first and I'm going to go, okay? You ready? You ready to do
so
this?
So wait, what do you mean I have to just answer the first thing that comes in my
mind? First thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Lottie Ryan. Johnny B or Johnny Smacks? Quick.
Johnny Smacks.
Really?
Yeah, Johnny Smacks, he was, I love the two Johnnies.
No, you said Smacks first. What is wrong?
He's
like,
a
Johnny
really
B is
good
a lovely guy.
He's always at the end of the phone for advice. And he was very good when we began our podcast and the whole way through. He has been an absolute wealth of knowledge and continues to be.
I don't care about any of that. If you were stuck on a desert island and you were left with... you know, the two Johnnies and you had to pick one. One's gone off in a boat and you had to stay with one. You had to procreate and save the rest of humanity.
Johnny Smacks.
Okay.
I feel like Johnny B would leave you in the middle of the night.
And he wouldn't cuddle.
He wouldn't give you a cuddle.
He wouldn't.
He'd be on to the next one. I don't know. You like say that.
Okay, so Johnny Smacks. That's all I needed to know. That's all. That's the only honesty.
That's not a quick fire round.
That's the only truth I wanted from
Where's
you.
Where's my list of questions?
No, that's it. Okay, we're going to move on.
That's not fair. That's...
Let's talk about the truth.
That's not fair.
The truth about beauty. Right?
Truth number three.
Okay.
The truth about beauty. Jen?
Yes.
What have you done to your face?
I've lasered. I've profiloed. I have had filler.
Have you?
Yeah. I had it in my cheeks once and it gave me a little kind of like little kind of
squirrel face.
Squirrel face, yeah.
When did you do that?
A couple of years ago. I didn't like it because when I smiled, I looked a bit weird. So I didn't do it again.
Well, I never noticed.
Okay.
So it mustn't have been overdone.
Okay, thank you. But I wouldn't do it again because I'm terrified of filler.
Is it gone?
Oh yeah, it's gone.
Okay.
Look, it's way gone. Botox. I do like the Botox, but then I met a friend who's a bit older than me.
Okay.
And she said her doctor who was doing her Botox said, I can't give you any more Botox. It's just not working.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And she wasn't even 50. She's like, I cannot do any more. There comes a point when your face just won't take it.
Like rejects it.
Yeah.
But then what's happening to all the women in Hollywood?
They're getting facelifts.
Ah.
They're getting facelifts.
They're
here.
Not just getting facelifts. There seems to be this Hollywood trend. Do you see like the Gigi Hadids and the Kendall Jenners?
Yeah.
Their eyes go up. It's called fox eyes. And it's the new it thing to do. But as far as I can tell, that's like a mini facelift.
It's it is. Like a is it wires?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it. But I mean, the skin is very tight around the eyes.
Would you have it done?
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
I'd love it done.
I know.
I'd be way too afraid though. It's terrifying because I would just think, okay, and what happens? Something like that seems permanent. See, with things like Botox, I think, okay, but it's out of my system in a couple of months. It wears off. But if you actually did something to your face that your face is stuck like that, how are you going to age? I'd just be scared of
okay.
how you were going to age.
Okay, so what about you?
Pretty much all the same, I think, bar the cheeks, because my cheeks are big enough for...
You've lovely cheeks.
Everyone.
Okay, well, you need to be honest now, right, with everybody, because we've all
Oh,
seen...
no, wait, sorry, lash extensions.
Okay.
Lash extensions, eyebrows tattooed, feebrows.
Okay.
And the lash extensions are, you know, that's a commitment.
I'd say so. They look amazing.
Biab nails.
You spend a lot of time... in the morning, taking videos of yourself, doing your makeup.
I do.
What are we talking here? 20 minutes?
Oh, no. I'd say my quickest is 30 to 40 minutes. That's quick.
How do you have that fucking time?
Because, Jen, I make that time. That is my only me time. When I come home from work, you're in the door, you're giving the baby a bath, you're getting the dinner ready, you're making sure he has his dinner, I have my dinner, then I need to shower. Then before you know it, it's time to start putting him down. And that's a whole bloody routine in itself. If I don't carve out a bit of time for myself somewhere in the day...
And you're going to spend that time doing your makeup?
Well, what else am I going to do?
You could eat something. You
well,
could
I
sleep, you could read a book, you could listen to a podcast, you can...
No, because if I don't look like I'm doing something, Fabio might go, why aren't you
okay.
doing something?
Okay, okay.
I can't look like I'm doing...
Do you feel you have to wear makeup all the time?
I feel... I would feel pressure. I would definitely feel pressure that if I didn't look my best at all times, that... it will be commented on.
Okay.
I would think, like, okay. you know.
You'll get to 14, you won't give a fuck anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get to 14, you get a serious dose of the fuck it, and you'll be like, I don't care anymore.
Like, there's nothing worse than coming into the office with no makeup on, which I do sometimes, mm-hmm. and somebody, and one of the lads coming up to you straight away and going, are you okay? Are you not feeling well? I'm not sick, guys. I'm not sick. I just don't have makeup and tan on. Yeah. That's all.
And you probably get really flustered if it's Johnny Smacks because you just admitted that you fancy him on the podcast.
Why am I sweating?
Okay, I want to talk about our partners, the truth about our partners.
They were here already.
I know, but they're not here now, so we can really talk about them.
Oh,
right?
Okay, okay.
Because when we recorded the episode with the husbands, Lau was sitting beside me.
He was.
And I kept looking at you and I was getting really agitated with him because he wouldn't stop. Just talking. He wouldn't. And I know that's the point of the podcast, but not even talking, but like when Fabio was saying something, I actually had to say to Lau, will you shut up?
Can I say what our phone conversation was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So Jem rang me and we were both in the car on the way home after the podcast with the lads. And you were like, I think maybe I need to be a bit kinder to Lau. I said, why? What are you talking about? And you go, it's just, I was kind of having to tell him, shut the fuck up.
I was like, shut up.
Stop mumbling. We might need to isolate that piece of audio. I was like, Jen, he doesn't work in podcasting or radio. He doesn't know. He's just trying his best.
Yeah, I felt a bit bad after that, but I made it up to him. But that's not what I want to talk about. The truth about our relationship is he has a nickname for our daughter and it gives me the ick, right?
Okay.
He's had it since she was born. It's stuck. She loves it. And every time he says it, I go,
you get bleh, the shivers.
Bleh. Right. If I'm being completely honest.
Tell me what it is.
I hate the way it sounds coming out of my mouth.
Are you going to sound like a wagon for saying this now?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolute weapon.
Go on.
He calls her. He calls her boo boo. Like my boo boo.
That's my boo-boo, dog's name.
Boo boo. Exactly. And he's like, oh, how's my boo boo? And I'm like, isn't that weird?
Why does it give you the
ick? Don't know.
Is it not cute?
No. Not to me. Not to me. My I don't know what it is. My boo-boo.
My boo-boo.
I don't like how it sounds. Actually irritates me. It makes me want to pull my own hair out.
Well, actually, Fabio does say something that can give me the ick as well. Sometimes he'll say to Wolf, where's mammy? Mammy.
Mammy.
What's wrong with mammy? I hate it.
Do you?
It's
because you're such
mama,
a mummy.
Mum.
Mum.
Mother. I don't know, but there's something about...
Why does he say mammy? Does he call his own man mammy?
No, he doesn't.
Why does he call you mammy?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Because have you ever heard a grown man saying mammy?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes my skin crawl.
What is worse, I had a friend who used to call his mam mummy.
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 Mumsy.
Mummy.
Mummy. Oh, do you know another thing that gives me the ick actually?
Go on.
Now that we're on the topic. Sometimes when he's going to kill me, when he's cutting his toenails, thank God we got them on the podcast last week because they are never coming
never
back,
come back
now.
No.
When Fabio cuts his toenails, he gets the toe clippers and he like cuts in a little bit too deep in the middle of the nail. And then there's these two parts at the sides.
Pointy bits.
Pointy bits at the side. Like I call them the devil horns. Sticking up at the sides and I see it and it's like a smile. And I say, you keep that foot away from me in the bed. Don't be scraping me with your devil horns. Gives me the ick.
That is icky. Now I have the ick. That is awful. Okay, so I'm loving this. What about the truth about us?
What do you mean?
So I've never admitted this before, but Lau says I do something. I have like a tick.
You have a tick?
I am a tick, but I have a bit of a tick. That he says,
so is
I
this
do.
Something you do when you're nervous?
This is something I do constantly, apparently. When I'm thinking,
okay,
I do it. So I open my mouth, I push my jaw
this
forward.
This is definitely something for Colin, so make sure you're looking at the
okay,
cameras.
So I open my mouth, I push my jaw forward and I lick my lips. So I go like that.
Jen, you do that.
Do I?
You do that. You do that. I'm trying to think, what are the scenarios where you do it though?
It's when I'm thinking, I'm like, oh yeah. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. And I hate that he's right.
Does he point it out to you when you're doing it?
Yeah. Now we laugh about it, but I can't stop doing it because it's my tick. It's my thing. It's a habit.
It's also once somebody says it to you, once it's brought to your attention, then you can't stop doing it.
Okay, what about the truth about your icky stuff? Tell me, what do you do?
I do so many things that are icky.
What would Fabio tell me you did?
He gets really annoyed that I...
What?
When I need to go to the bathroom...
Mm-hmm.
I'll go, okay, I have to go and do a wee, whatever. And I start walking to the bathroom and my trousers won't be down before I get into the bathroom.
You pull your trousers down?
I'll start taking my trousers off before I get to the toilet. And he's like, why is your arse out in the sitting room? You're walking towards the bathroom. Just wait till you get to the toilet. But I don't know. I just get the... I'm like, I've got an urge to go to the toilet. I just...
Can you not hold it?
I don't know, but there's been once or twice in work.
Oh, God. Really?
Where I've gone into the bathroom and before I get into the cubicle, I'd be like undoing my button and I'd have to stop myself going, you're not at home.
That's a really bad habit.
Stop it.
That is a dangerous
I
habit.
Know it is, Jennifer.
What about the truth about friendships?
The truth about friendships is actually, that's a tough one. I think the truth about friendships is tough because I think females in particular have very complex relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that relationships can be very different at different times in your life.
I would say if I was given my truth about friendships is I've met some of my best friends in my late 30s,
mm-hmm.
which has been very refreshing and lovely. And I had to open myself up a little bit and be a little bit more vulnerable and put myself out there a little bit because I moved around quite a bit in my 20s and didn't live in Ireland and I was away for work and I lived in Belgium, I lived all over the place. So I didn't really keep in contact with that school group of friends or had a girl group, you know what I mean? So, but I have the best friends now and all of them I met kind of later in life.
And do you think that's because you're more secure in yourself or do you think it's like, why do you think they're better friends now than when you were younger?
Yeah, maybe. I was a bit of a workaholic in my 20s and 30s.
That was my problem too.
Yeah, I was a bit of a workaholic and a bit of an arsehole, I would say.
Why?
Well, just very driven. I didn't go to my own sister's wedding because I was...
Sorry, what?
Yeah, because I was on a gig. I was on a job.
Jennifer.
I know, it's a disgrace. Like, it was a shotgun.
Did she forgive you?
It was a shotgun wedding. She was pregnant. Like, they're still together. Did she forgive me? She did. Of course she did.
How did you say it to her?
Over the phone, I was like, I have this gig and I'm not going to make it and I'm so sorry. But I would never do that now. I would never, in my wildest dreams, do something like that.
I can't believe you chose a gig over your sister's wedding. Were you not even
Lottie,
a bridesmaid or
calm
something?
Calm down. Sorry, are you not cancelling a romantic weekend with your husband for a gig this very weekend?
Okay, that was private information.
If we are being honest, and she hasn't even told him yet, okay?
That is, oh my God,
Jen. She's told the lads in Greco Studio, if we're being honest, Lottie, let's do this, okay? You giving it the big one there, going, oh, you think your sister's wedding? She gave me like 3 weeks notice she was getting married.
I can make up for what I'm doing this weekend. You can't make up for missing your sister's wedding.
Yes, I can, with an amazing cash present.
Oh, okay. That's
how you do it.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You get out of things by throwing money at the problem.
My God, Jen. You do
don't
anything
mess with
for
me
a gig.
Tonight. I am wrecked.
I can tell, and you're going into
don't
4 months
me.
Of dancing. I think if I was giving my honest truth about friendships, I'm not friends with anybody who I was in school with anymore. I had huge fallings out. I found women very bitchy growing up.
Yeah.
I went to an all-girls secondary school. Through college, I became very driven in terms of work, quite obsessive, probably to my detriment. And I don't know if that sat well with people. And I found I wasn't the most trusting. And I have made my best friendships later in life as well. And I don't have that many of them. But I think it is way better to have a couple of very good friends rather than a whole load of, oh, look, I'm friends with 20 people still from school. And I'm still like, I'm way happier having just a couple of really good women in my life that I trust and I feel like I could ask for advice from and I could pick up the phone to and who I think are really good people that I admire and believe in rather than just being able to say, oh, I've stayed in contact with a load of people from my past.
Kids can be kids with Vivio Junior.
Fussy eaters,
puddle dippers,
bath skippers,
bedtime chancers,
or even nose pickers.
It's all part of growing up and we miss these special skills.
Sometimes.
When they are under the weather.
So support their digestive and immune system this winter and provide natural protection against any nasty coughs with the Vivio Junior range.
Available at your local pharmacy or online.
Tell me. If we're being honest, we're doing the
oh, Jesus.
Truth, okay? Your big drunken faux pas, like the truth about nights out? I need to know.
See, I have a few.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'd say you've more than me.
Well, look, I partied a lot. A lot, especially when I lived in Bristol. I had a great time in my 20s. Mm. There were parties that went on for days.
Days?
Yeah, you know, they just, we went, I remember.
Now hang on, how many days are we talking?
Two, three, the whole weekend. Like you just keep going because you had no responsibilities. You were just out and then you go to a pub, you have a little pub.
Were you not working? Keep going.
Well, there was a time I was at a house party with Rob from Massive Attack and my phone rang. They were like, where are you? I'm like, it's Sunday. Why are you ringing me on my day off? They're like, it's Monday. It's Monday afternoon and you have the keys of the office and people were locked out. Apart from that,
you
I've
were
been
at a
pretty
house
good.
Party with Massive Attack.
Yeah. It's not the coolest
you
thing
have lived.
You've ever heard.
And you tried to drop it in real casually there. Like, oh,
Rob,
oh yeah.
Me and my friend Rob, you know. Me and my friend Rob, Massive Attack.
How does that happen?
Bristol is actually quite a small town, you know what I mean? And it's a big music scene.
Okay.
And I'm fucking cool, Lottie. I know cool people.
A lot of my drunken stories are from Italy. And I like to, I let loose when I go away to Italy. Like there's been times where, yes, my mother-in-law had to undress me and put me to bed.
Excellent.
And now, I developed this nickname over there that people started calling me and it was in Italian. And I just thought it was a cute little nickname people had for me. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's me. I don't even know what it is in Italian. But it turns out it's bear arse.
You're always getting your arse out.
No, but this is bear. It's one thing. I take it out. Like, I might just shake it around now and again, but this was with nothing on it.
Why is your bare arse?
I don't know.
Out in it is the heat.
It's the heat. It's the joie de vivre.
The limoncello.
I don't know what's the limoncello. But
imagine, why in Italy? Why are you doing this in Italy?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like nobody to here to judge you.
So tell me about your mother-in-law taking your clothes off.
So she, Fabio said I fell asleep in the bathroom and she didn't want me to stay asleep on the cold floor. So she undressed me. And carried me into bed and put me to bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
That's really embarrassing. I also actually at my auntie's hen party, hashtag drink responsibly, mm-hmm. when I was getting ready for bed, I'm so sorry, but this involves nudity as well. I tried to climb out the window of the top of the house.
Where were you going?
I have no idea. I don't know where I was going. Thank God my sister was with me and pulled me back in. I then tried to hail a taxi to Raheny in Dublin, but we were in down the back arse of nowhere down the country.
So you're in the country and you're trying to get back to Raheny?
I was trying to get back to Raheny in Dublin.
Okay. Is this why you don't drink an awful lot? Because mm-hmm. these things happen. Okay, mm-hmm, fair mm-hmm, enough. Mm-hmm. Tell me the truth about the first time you and Fabio had sexy time. Go!
Oh, you tell me about you and life first because I'm not getting... You
go.
No, because you, Jen, you threw me down a hole with the two Johnnies and I don't know that I'm not going to answer this and then you won't answer. So
I'll
answer first. No, you answer first.
Well, the first time I remember, I was in Bristol. We were in my house in Bristol.
Everything happens in Bristol.
It's a great town. And we were on a date and we came back and it was probably date three or something.
Flag.
And I went into the bathroom to freshen up or whatever. And
okay. Does that mean?
I had to go for a wee, right? always pee before sex, ladies, so you won't get a UTI.
No, it's after.
And after. Always pee before and after sex.
Why before?
Always before and after. I'm not a medical professional.
Well, sorry.
Just this is what a nurse told me once, right? Came back out, right? Now, we knew each other. We were quite friendly. And I opened the bathroom door and he was standing in my bedroom naked, except, well, he had a pair of pants on and he had taken stuff from around my room. You're going to love this. A cowboy hat, right? So he's wearing a cowboy hat, a pair of wellies, and he had a sheriff badge that I had for a fancy dress one year. And he had that pinned to his jocks.
He was confident.
Like, hey. And I was like, I'm going to marry that man. That's when I knew. Because if you can have a laugh in the sack, you're golden. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can have fun and laugh about it.
That was very confident of him, though, that he knew he was getting somewhere.
Yeah, he was in great shape at the time, you know what I mean? Probably just back from the World Champ. He was in great shape, so he's fairly cocky now. Not cocky, but he was confident. But he was always good fun. He was always gone. He always went for the laugh. And when I came out of that bathroom, when it's quite a nervous thing, isn't it? Especially if you really like them and it's a bit awkward and messy. And if you can break the ice with having a bit of a laugh, I was like, yeah, this is the man for me. And that's...
So all he had to do was get naked and put a sheriff badge on.
All he had to do is look ridiculous. Break the ice,
wow.
Have a bit of a laugh, and then that was it. I wonder where that
one.
Sheriff badge is. That might be a little...
Get it back out.
Okay, go on. Give me the truth.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Oh, don't be making it up.
You're going to judge me.
Am I?
Yeah, you probably are.
No, I won't. Go on.
I think you will. So it wasn't great.
Okay, well, yeah.
Because I hadn't done it before.
Oh.
So, yeah.
See, you're first.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Is that sad?
No, it's lovely.
See, I was 18 when I met Fabio.
Yeah.
Like, I was only 18. I was young. So mm-hmm. I am a one man kind of gal.
Do you feel hard done by?
It's funny. He said the same thing in the beginning. He was like, do you feel like maybe you want to go out, play the field and get out there and see what else is around? I was like, no, not at all. I'm very, very satisfied.
How long are you together now?
20 years.
Are you together 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
The same penis for 20 years.
The same penis for 20 years. Yeah. The one and only.
Yeah. Well, if you get a good one.
It's a good one.
There we go.
It's a good, one. Now, I was not his first, so.
Oh. So he should have been better because he had experience.
Yes. Yes.
So do you remember, did you think you were pregnant like straight away?
Remember those days? You thought everything. You thought like.
Everything made you pregnant.
Everything made you pregnant. You know, Jesus, do you remember like the fear of getting pregnant was you'd be like doing everything in your power to make sure you did not get pregnant. And isn't it funny how you spend most of your life doing that? Not realizing there could come a point in your life where you find it difficult.
Yeah.
It took a couple of goes.
Yeah, that's what I want to get back to. It took a couple of goes, did it?
It takes
yeah.
a couple of
a
goes.
A few diagrams and a few videos and tutorials to get
he
going.
He was more than happy to teach, so it was fine. It was fine.
Oh, that is so lovely.
See, okay, I can tell that your mother's
going to be very happy. No, I'm
you're
not. Your mother's going to love that.
There must be a few of us out there that I wasn't sheltered, but I was like definitely a late bloomer.
Yes, that's fine.
I was a late bloomer and I was brought up to believe that was like... Make sure you're happy with the decision you make.
And speaking of which, let's talk about family and our siblings and the truth about that.
Sure, because I've dragged mine terribly.
I know,
the
but it's always good fun because you're the eldest and I'm the youngest. And
oh yeah,
did you like you were the eldest? Did you feel pressure to make those right decisions?
Oh,
all
Jesus.
The time?
Yeah, I think it shaped most of who I am for my young adult life. I would say there's huge pressure, I think, in a big family on the eldest because you're kind of like a mini parent and there's this, oh, you better set a good example. You know, your brothers and sisters are going to copy you, and you want to make sure that you're, you know, a good example to them. You work hard, you respect yourself, that you're, you know, well-mannered, and, you know, there's all these.
So you had to go to Italy to get your arse out, mm-hmm. You had to get away
that's
from them.
That's why. But that's one of the reasons I thought for a long time I didn't want kids, I'd say, because I was like, I've bloody lived with four of them for my whole life.
And help raise them, because that's what the eldest person does.
That's what the eldest does. I wish I had been the youngest. Babs got away with blue murder.
And spoiled.
Spoiled.
Yeah, I was spoiled, but I do have a little bit of jealousy. I'm not a jealous person. I'm starting every conversation with, I was very jealous because there's a big age gap. So there's me, and then there's 7 years, and then there's like my sister Michelle, and then all the other siblings, and they're all quite close in age and closer.
Were you a pleasant surprise?
I was a pleasant surprise. I was like, hey! So they're all quite close. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're on the outside.
Well, not on the, like, I was kind of spoiled, and I was the baby, and, you know, and they all kind of, they did spoil me, you know, but they all left home at 17, 18. So I was kind of like an only child, to be honest. You know, I went from, eight people in this semi-D with two bedrooms and a box room to them all leaving.
You had the gaff to yourself.
And then it was just me, and I was like, come into me, this is my walk-in wardrobe, the box room. You know, I had the place to myself. But I missed the siblings. I missed them when they went. So I kind of wished that I was a little bit...
older.
A little bit older.
So would you feel closer to them now?
Oh my God, that's the first time I've ever said I wish I was older. And that's the last time I'll fucking say it as well.
But do you feel closer to them now than you did when you were younger?
Absolutely now. But you're still always the baby. It doesn't matter where you are, you're still always the baby.
Yeah, see, Babs always says that to us. She gives out to us. Whenever we have family gatherings now, like I'm sure it'll be said over Christmas, she'd say... why does everyone talk over me? Like I'm an adult. Or, you know, she feels maybe sometimes at the dinner table, you could be like, Babs, why are you shouting? She's like, because nobody's listening to me.
I think it's
because the youngest person always feels that they're vying to have their voice heard.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you, Babs. And I hear you.
That's why you now have a radio show, because you want everyone to listen to you.
Yes.
I just psychoanalyzed you there.
You sure did.
What about the truth about, now I said we weren't going to talk about it, but the truth about being a parent, like the real, the nitty gritty, like what about being a parent is the biggest surprise to you or the biggest learning curve for you? Like for me, I didn't realize I would get quite jealous. Like, for example, if Wolf is choosing Fabio one evening over me, as happens with kids, mm-hmm. I will, like, it cuts my soul. It hurts me so deeply.
You want to be number one.
I want to be number one. I want to be the number one. But I'd never say that to Fabio when Wolf chooses me.
No. Never say that. I am going to tell you something now, and nobody will tell you this.
Oh, God.
But you're going to be wiping arses for another 5 years.
No, I won't. I'll toilet train them soon.
Doesn't matter. Even when they're toilet trained, sometimes you'll need to get in there to make sure it's done properly.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, you'll just need to have a little, you know what I mean?
Because
our arms are small. Sometimes you'll, like, when they're 5, 6, sometimes you'll just have to do it.
But how do you know when you have to do it? Do you smell it off them?
No, Lottie, you just wipe their arses.
Do you check his, I'm assuming
Enzo. I go into the bathroom and sometimes I see what he's doing. And you know the way... like his little hands and he can't reach around properly and it's all, you know what I mean? It's like, this isn't being done properly.
Aww.
So you'll have to like, you'll always be wiping arses. And sometimes I have a friend who had a 7-year-old and sometimes the kid would go, Dad, will you wipe my arse? And he'd be like, no, you're 7. I'll go on as a treat. A little treat, you know? So I'm just telling you now,
that's you. You like... to keep the wipes for the bathroom in your freezer so as when you've a sore bottom, you like to give yourself a little treat.
Only if you have diarrhea,
okay,
I would say.
Okay, Jennifer,
that's a good one.
I but didn't also, need you to say that.
Being a parent, it's not, you know, love. Oh, it's I never know love like it. I never know. You do. You will never know fear like it. Like there's been nights that I've been awake and gone, in my own head, anything happens to them.
No, it's not worth thinking about.
If anything.
It's not worth thinking about.
Oh, there's my mum ringing. Hang on.
Answer. Go on. Hi, mum.
Listen, I'm just recording the podcast at the minute. Can I call you back?
Hi, Myra.
Say hi to Lottie.
Hello, Lottie. Hi, Myra.
Myra, we'll call you in a sec, right? All right, bye-bye.
Is it weird that your mum's called Myra and my mum's called Maura?
That is weird.
We should have Myra and Maura on season 3.
My mum would never come on.
Would she not?
Do you remember I did that documentary about getting married and I went around all the venues, I was trying on wedding dresses and they asked would my mother come on and help pick my wedding dress and I went to my mum and said, look, we can go pick a dress, you know, it might be the real dress, it'd be a lovely day out. And she said, tell them I'm dead.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, she didn't want to be on TV. I was like, maybe I'll just tell them you don't want to do it, Myra. You don't have to, like, that's extreme. This is a woman who travels the world. She does a lot of Amdram, but she doesn't want to be in front of the camera. So I did. She wouldn't even come sit and dance with the stars audience. She'd be afraid the camera would catch her.
Has she never gone to see you in studio?
No, she likes to watch it at home. But
I can blindfold my mum and tell her I'm bringing her shopping. I'll just wheel her in.
Would she do it?
She'll say no, but I'll trick her.
You'll get her to.
I'll trick her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is the truth about parenting.
That's the truth about parenting.
The fear, you won't know fear like it. You'll worry about them all the time and that never goes away and you won't know fear like it.
And little wins. I'm a big believer in the little wins and the joy that they bring because you've been very negative on that.
Sorry. Have I?
Yes, you have.
It's more entertaining when you talk about the bad stuff, isn't it?
I want to talk about the truth about the work that we do because we are in an industry that can come across to some people as very shiny and glamorous and lovely.
Yeah.
And that's just not the truth, is it, Jen?
Well, it is for me in January, February, March. Well, but that was a long time coming. And for you as well. Like, yeah, there's people don't see the jobs that you don't get. There's more jobs you don't get. There's a lot to contend with. There's a lot to consider. And you're always... I suppose I get a lot of people messaging me, a lot of young people, a lot of young women asking me, how do I get into presenting? I'd love to get into radio, whatever. And if I'm being completely honest, I would say always have a backup because the R's could fall out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and this country is very small and depending on what you want to do, but the world is changing so rapidly and it's so great that if you have a camera phone, you can be so independent and create your own content and go and do your thing. But just know what you want and be an individual. But do have backup, you know, finish school, get that degree if you want, you know, have a backup. And that's why I suppose it worked for me because I had business as my backup. So when I was going for screenings or asked to do a telly thing, whatever, I would go in.
You weren't desperate.
No, because I had a job that was paying my wages and putting food on the table. And that is important, you know?
Yeah,
it's important to me to have that security.
And like you said, it's important to know what you want. Okay, last truth. We're on truth 12.
Okay.
The truth about 2023, Jen. It's been a journey.
What did you learn?
I learned... I learned you never know what's around the corner.
Mm.
I learned to have my eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And I
learned... To question things, maybe?
Yeah.
Did you learn that from me? Can I take some credit for that?
You can.
Is that on tape?
I did learn a huge amount from you this year.
Did you?
Because we have lived out of each other's pockets this year.
We have.
There was one point where you were like, I am bloody talking to you more than I'm talking to my husband at this stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I've learned a huge amount from you this year.
You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you.
Was it all good stuff?
No, it's definitely all good stuff.
Yeah, and vice versa, you know? Absolutely. But
you can't think of anything you learned from
I can. You brought that body shimmer into my life and you thought taught me about the importance of putting makeup on your body and making your skin look all shimmery. Like this.
You stole that from me.
That you put on your body.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
No, I'm like, Jen's made me a better person. I'm so resilient now and I feel like I'm a good businesswoman. And you're like, you gave me body shimmer.
Do you know what it is about you? You're very, you go for things. You do have incredible work ethic. You really do.
Thank you.
You do. You work your hole off. I have to say that. And you go into things guns blazing, which is probably to your detriment.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I know.
And I think we've learned this year that let's take a minute, let's pause, let's assess the situation and let's do what's right for us. And I think the whole reason why we did this podcast, aside from everything else, was we wanted a little bit of independence. We wanted to be our own bosses. Didn't we?
Absolutely.
And take full control out of what we were saying, how we were saying and why we were saying it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this podcast and this year has been all about. And we've become better friends.
Absolutely.
And that's been a joy and that's been amazing to have you now.
Say it more sincerely.
It's very hard for me.
Come on.
No, I do. It is. It's a real pleasure now to have you as one of my good friends.
Thank
after
you,
the year. And bring on 2024. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me.
Me
and
too.
I'm excited for
2024 is our year.
It's Jen and Lottie do what?
2024
yeah.
is going to be our year.
Bring it.
Bring it. Because what are Jen and Lottie going to do?
We're going to do a lot of stuff.
And it's not parenting.
But we need to kind of have a little brainstorm and think about
yeah,
what's next.
We need to have brainstorm.
So it is going to be Jen and Lottie do dot, dot, dot. What do you think? What would you like to see us do? You can get in touch with us via our link tree, in our bios, on our Instagram. But I really want to say this is the end of season two. A massive thank you for listening, for being involved in our lives, for all your messages. I've read every single one of them. And anybody who's on maternity leave and walking the dogs and listen to the podcast, all of you gorgeous people, thank you for being involved in this.
Yes, and heavily invested as well, because I have bumped into so many people who want to stop and talk about so many things to do with the pod, and it blows me away. It's so gratifying, so humbling, and we really, really appreciate it, and we are very excited for season three and what it is going to be. Don't send us suggestions of Jen and Lottie do Michael Fassbender or things that are just going to get Jen really excited and are not possible. Please,
I'm
and
up
thank
for
you.
That. I'm up for that.
One last thing before we sign off. Massive thank you to Greco Studios, where we have been making season two of Jen and Lottie Do. I'm sure you've seen from our socials how incredible our set is that has been put together by Graham and Colin, the absolute best guys who film and put together this whole podcast. And it has been an absolute pleasure.
That's it. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.